Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, you know, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service, and you can give us a call and have your say on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob. Yarn up strong, going to jump Australia. Got sister Alvarina from Yarrabah on the line. My sister, good morning. How are you? You there, Alvarina? Not there. We're going to get you back, my sister, and have a yarn and find out how you're travelling in the space we're living in at the moment, COVID-19. Look, you mob, we are doing very good. We need to keep doing what we're doing, and that is staying at home and keeping social distance or physical distance. Keep the social up. That's important. 1.5 metres away from each other, and if you're out and about, you need to do that. If you are travelling, travelling with two people only, and also if you go to cough or sneeze, do it in your elbow, and if using tissue, discard the tissue. We are keeping the numbers down. We are flattening out the so-called curve that they speak about, and we need to keep doing that. Now, you can text me on that deadly number, 0457 140 550. Otherwise, our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, and the number 1-800-422-416. We're going to try again with our sister from Yarrabah. We've got Alvarina Johnson on the line. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm well. So, how are you travelling and how are you going in the world we're living in at the moment, my sister?
I'm going good. I'm here in Yarrabah.
Good.
At the moment, it's a beautiful day.
Yes.
And, just sitting enjoying the beautiful mountain view at the moment.
And a beautiful view at that heaven over there, only a local call to heaven. Now, with the mob over there, everyone behaving regarding the so-called new rules, staying at home, 1.5 metres, all the above. How are the Yarrabeans going, my mob over there? Big shout out.
Look, I think people are doing the best they can. Some people are, sort of going through the initial first pains of, confinement, I suppose.
And isolation,
isolation, because we're so used to freedom to
exactly.
be able to, move around and stuff. But it's people are still able to, move around community or go beach and whatever, but still be aware and conscious of the regulations and that.
Now, it's fair to say there's been no cases over at Yarrabah, hey?
No, there's been no confirmed cases, and we hope that it
stays that way. Yes.
just a bit of frustration around some of the regulations regarding people, not being able to go out certain parts of the water to hunt and fish and whatever.
Yeah. So is there a stop on that? Is there a stop on fishing and hunting? Is there?
Well, people can still go in the bay,
in the
boats and whatever, fishing and off the beach and stuff. But
okay.
There's been some issues around, I think, the discrepancies around that, because our local hunters and fishermen, they're going out, but they're being stopped by the police who are based out in the bay.
Yes.
But then some of our mob who go around, to the bay on the other side are finding that there's people that are not from here, non-Indigenous people that are on our beaches.
And that shouldn't be happening.
If you're going to stop our mob from doing that to protect them, then be consistent.
Yes, across the board.
Across the board. Can't be having one rule for us, and then it's okay for everybody else outside of our boundaries to come onto our into our country.
Mm, exactly. How are you going regarding the shopping over Yarraba? I mean, we all got dramas across the globe regarding toilet paper, but how are you going, and food costings as well? How's it at Yarraba?
I think, you know, it's been sort of all teething problems and trying to, you know, get everything in place and working that around, I think, with the organisations that have been helping with delivery and trying to get, you know, set up pop-up shops and whatever.
Yep.
I think the logistics around that has been really difficult, even though we're only like 60 kilometres southeast of Cairns.
Sure, exactly.
But just from talking to some of the, you know, Dindar and the people who are doing the pop-up shop, it's been really a bit of a nightmare for them because, you know, even though I don't think they pay freight and stuff, it's just more about how to get people to, you know, meet in one place or deliver, or do they deliver house to house, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I think some people, some communities are frustrated about some of the pricing, but at the same time, I always sort of go back to the fact that we are a lot fortunate than a lot of other people, you know, even
in more remote areas.
People in more remote areas, you know, they've got a lot more to deal with than here. We can still move around. We can still go fishing off the beach and whatever.
Yep.
Even though we have the local store, but we also have Island and Cape have set up a pop-up shop as well, and also other food works organisations or shops, outlets. They've been coming in and I think trying to do, you know, the best they can in assisting the community through the council and whatever.
Yes.
Even though, you know, yeah, there's some things that we can complain about, but ultimately I think if we look a bit deeper, we actually have a lot more to be grateful for.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice way of looking at it. Yes, exactly.
You know.
And we need to look at it that way. We need to look at the good in the situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been, you know, there's some positives about this. I mean, it's sort of quieted the community down. It's gotten people back into doing more cultural stuff, more hunting and gathering.
Yes. More time with family.
More time with family. And I've just been, like, watching the news, and you see people in the city are getting, you know, fined on the spot for...
Yes.
You know, just going places that they shouldn't go to.
Ignoring the rules, exactly.
Ignoring the rules, but here, you know, we haven't reached that stage yet, so we can still sort of go to the beach or go out to on country and all that kind of stuff without having to deal with fines and stuff. So I think, you know, if people look beyond some of the hard stuff that they're feeling, that we actually have it a little bit more easier and more comfortable than others.
And you're still in your community and still on country, and that's good for
that's
the soul,
right.
Good for the spirit, my sister?
Yeah. I know, you know, we've still got the roadblocks, but that's there for a purpose. That's to, you know, keep the containment, either the virus away from us. Also, but people do have concerns that... you know, what if essential workers bring it in? Well, that's why they have a list, so that people can be traced and find out who's got it. But from what I can understand, you know, the local organisations are doing the best they can to make sure that those regulations are kept also within the confines of those essential workers.
Yes.
And they're limited to where they can go once they come into community.
Sure, and they too got to be abiding by the rules as well for safety of the community.
Yeah, that's right. You would hate to think, you know, what could happen if the virus did get here.
Exactly.
So we've got, we have to abide by those regulations, and, you know, they're directed from federal government down to state to local.
And we're all in this together, aren't we, sister?
Well, we all want to, you know, we'd like to think that we are, to some extent, in this together. But I think some of our mob are feeling still a little bit, you know, treated unfairly when it comes to the regulations around fishing and boating.
Sure.
When you see they can't go out, but yet other people can come onto our land.
Mm.
And the police aren't stopping them.
Well, talking to the member of Cairns here, Michael Healy, he says, you're allowed to go out fishing, yes, and only travel with the people in your family, in the house, and no one outside, you know. So, and I think that's a fair rule, and I think it's a safe rule. So it should be the same at Yarrabah, should it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand why they have the rules in place. But if you're going to have the rules for us, for our people here, not to be able to go a certain distance outside of, Yarrabah, then they also have to stipulate those same rules and regulations for people who are coming from Cairns.
Exactly.
That go across Yarrabah every day.
Exactly. One rule for one, you know. One rule for all. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Be consistent. So when you say we're all in this together, well, make sure that we are.
Make sure we are. Good point. Good point, my sister. Yeah, I hear you. Hey, my darling, thank you for the yarn. Good to catch up. All the best to you and your family. Stay safe. And to all the mob at Yarrabah, thinking of your mob, and hopefully normality's around the corner, my sister, but we still need to abide by rules and do what we need to do.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, this won't last too long, too much longer, but until then, I think we just have to just keep doing what we're doing.
All right, sounds good. Alvarina, all the best, my sister. We yarn soon, eh?
Yeah, my love to all the Marvin family in Cairns there too.
Too deadly. Thank you, bub. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah.
Deadly Yarn, Alvarina Johnson from Yarrabah, just giving us an update, what's happening over there. Business entrepreneur woman she is, and doing a fantastic job in regard to business size, but all the space we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, and putting that rule across the table in regard to what's happening out there, and yarning up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. And like I said, we're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you can give me a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. You're yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, go across the country. That deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Now, COVID-19 makes women facing domestic violence and homelessness even more vulnerable. We're going to catch up a yarn with Louise McCann, president of the Hornsby Kooringai Women's Shelter, on the line. We've got Louise. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going in these difficult times?
Yes, going okay. Woke up this morning, so it's all good. Always looking at a glass of water half full, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right, and you live in a beautiful part of the world.
So. We do. Look, thank you for coming to the program, and look, here we are, COVID-19 affecting the world itself has turned upside down into employment, unemployment, into finance, into people's pressure in regarding the four walls, and anxiety kicks in. But you work in a very important space, and it feels like COVID-19 makes women facing domestic violence and homelessness even more vulnerable, and I probably would agree. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, we've had a look at what's happened overseas in countries that have been in lockdown for longer than Australia. And, you know, in some countries like the UK, they've had significant increases in calls to support services and lifelines, you know, some days up to 700% more calls than they would typically see. In Australia ourselves, we've started to see 25-30% more people calling in to our services, so things like 1-800-RESPECT and our domestic violence hotlines. So, yes, we are concerned in these stressful times that, that's impacting families and impacting women.
And so the message is we're saying to our victims or potential victims out there, our beautiful women and the children, look, make that call, 1-800-RESPECT.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at these difficult times, we have to look out for our community. We have to look out for our neighbours, our family. We have to make sure that they're okay. So, you know, the call out to community is just be aware and be alert that these are highly stressful times.
Sure.
And particularly for, you know, situations where there may have been previous violence in a home, you know, if people are losing jobs and, you know, that can potentially lead to, you know, reoccurrence of violence in a home. So we should be looking out for community, asking questions, making phone calls, even during lockdown, to make sure that people are doing okay.
Mm. Now, we mentioned the phone number 1-800-RESPECT. That's not only for victims as well. It's for probably men out there who feels that all four walls are closing in, and before they turn to violence, make that call. They can use the same number, can't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's really, really important and great that they can recognise that and get some help.
Sure. And look, we can understand it's a different world we're living in at the moment, and when normality sort of goes out the window, it can create, you know, like bad thoughts or put you in a bad space. And look, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and the support is reaching out, and you need to reach back, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all know this won't go on forever, and it's as difficult as it might be in these situations, but key message is services are still open, so shelters are still open, you know, around the country, and people should regard them as safe places that they can go if they're in a situation where they really do need to leave a home or a situation. So there is still services up and operating. Our community needs to be more aware, our health services, our pharmacists, people that are interacting during this time of lockdown.
Yep.
But also that many of our services are stretched at this point in time in terms of fundraising. So typical ways that our charities fundraise through events, through community activities.
Yeah, it must be hard to fundraise at this time.
Yeah, that's right. None of those activities can currently go ahead, and many of women's shelters or family shelters rely on community support. So we're really calling out and encouraging those that can still financially give, continue to give.
So how do people support then? How do they help you out there? You got a web page as such, or...?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, we have the Hornsby Ku'ring'ai Women's Shelter webpage. So there's also a broader community group, Women's Community Shelters, which you can access our webpage. You can Google charities in the area that are supporting victims of domestic violence, and, you know, just make sure you're supporting those that are actually providing the services on the ground in your local community.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Louise, and look, all the best to you and your deadly team there, and stay safe, stay strong, and your family as well, Louise.
Yeah, look, thank you very much, Trevor, and all the best to you and your listeners.
Good yarn with you. Take care, sis.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's Louise McCann, her name is, and she's the president of the Hornsby Ku'ring'ai Women's Shelter. And in the space we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, virtually makes women facing domestic violence and homelessness even more vulnerable. So to all our beautiful sisters out there, look, a phone call away, 1-800-RESPECT. And that's for our brothers out there as well. You know, if you're feeling that way inclined and four walls are closing in and your thoughts are going a bit crazy, look, 1-800-RESPECT. Make that phone call, get the support to help. And there is support there. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. It's 11:25 here in sunny North Queensland, and I'll take you right up to 12 noon for your local mob. Stay on board, because Trinity Travel taking your local program, special COVID-19 program, till 1 p.m. But want to hear from your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, too deadly.
Let me know. I'm from the bush. Listen to me, I'm from the bush. I'm talking to you from the bush. Got my life from the bush. I'm different to you. You've got all you need. We don't ask for much.
Yeah, from the bush, Warrumpi Band. That's where this Murray from. Murray from the Curry, from the bush, and here live on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416. Trendy Trev, Trevor Tim, taking you all the way through to 12 noon. And we have a Tim on the line. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you calling from, Tim?
Manunda.
Manunda, here in Cairns. Great, brother. How are you travelling? All right?
Mate, really pretty good, you know, like all considering.
Yes.
Got the sack a couple of weeks ago and back in Cairns to have a rest and wait for this virus to settle down.
Yeah, there it is. We're living in uncharted waters at the moment, aren't we, Tim?
Certainly are. But what I've rang you about, Trev, one thing I've noticed, especially here in Manunda and listening to the news and that, the gambling industry's complaining about losing $32 million a day through having the poker machine.
How sad, isn't it?
Well, I thought, what a great thing for poor people, you know, living in our community, to have that $32 million back in their pocket.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. How sad for the so-called gambling outlets. But, yeah.
That's it. And, like, here in Manunda, the hotel, which doesn't have very many customers at all in the bars and things anymore, it's only the bottle shop and the poker machine room that actually keep the pub afloat, and it's open until 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I don't know who's around at 4 o'clock in the morning to play poker machines, but
exactly.
they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be, exactly. And in actual fact, isolation, you shouldn't be out at that time anyway.
Well, that's, of course, they're closed at the moment, you know, so that's, you know, but one good thing that could come out of this whole coronavirus thing is the way we spend our time and spend our money.
Exactly.
We've realised over the last month we don't need poker machines. Nobody's lost a life because they didn't play the poker machines for the last month.
Exactly. You know? And there's some people out there who've got addiction. Well, this is helping the addiction.
Well, that's right, yeah. And I'm sure people who don't play poker machines have more food in the fridge for their kids than people that do.
Exactly. So, nah, that's good point. Good point.
Well, I'm not a statistician or a psychologist or anything. I just know that from my gut that it's just no one wins on the poker machine. Only the government.
Yep. Exactly. So, now, Tim, you were saying that you lost your job. What work sort of work were you into, bro?
Mate, I do construction work on coal mines.
Okay, rodeo.
Out on a coal mine, you know, doing the, fortnight on, week
So have you been stood down or are you just completely released from the job?
Well, the particular job we were on was coming to an end. However, the company were telling us, don't jump ship, stay with us because we've got more work and more work and more work coming up.
Sure.
Then all of a sudden when the coronavirus hit, as you know, no one's moving anywhere.
Exactly.
So
would you go back into the same work or would you look at something different, Tim?
Mate, I'd I'd dig holes for a living. You know what I mean? I'd do anything to have a job. But no, mate, I do like to fly in, fly out work.
Okay.
It does pay good money when it does pay. You know? It suits my lifestyle, but I know it's not for everybody.
Sure, no, different strokes, different folks, yep.
I just thought I'd give you that.
Yeah, good. No, thanks for that. So, very important, we started the conversation regarding, the gambling outlets are closed and look, is helping a lot of people, saving money and helping with the addiction, and we don't really need it in our lives, do we?
No, and I really can't see the need to crank them up again, but I know that that organisations with money have the most political clout, and they'll be at the front of the line saying, open the poker machines, open the whip, all us millionaires.
It's still a business vehicle as such for a lot of people, you know, but devastating to families or individuals who can't control that so-called addiction as such.
That's right. Yes.
Very important conversation, Tim. Thank you for sharing. All the best, my brother. Keep in touch and look, stay safe, eh?
Thank you very much.
All right, Tim. Bye-bye. Daily Yarn with Tim from Mananda here in Cairns, and add to the conversation and pull up a very good point in the discussion that has we've had here on this program in regarding gambling, and it has ceased, of course. Everything's all shut down, but also helps family regarding saving money and help with people with the so-called addiction. If you're away from the so-called machines or the jackpot, you know, the blackjack, and so to speak, then you can better it out of sight, out of mind. So do add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. We yarn up strong here on the Deadly Program, National Talk Black. Yarning with the Bully, I'm Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for the Deadly Program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns as BBM Bumber Group Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Now we're going to catch a heavy yarn now. We've got Helen Blabber on the line, Director, Principal Solicitor at PLS. And that's the Director, Principal Solicitor, PLS Justice Behind Bars. On the line, Helen, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Helen?
We're in Brisbane.
In Brisbane. All right, fantastic. Look, an upside-down world we're living in at the moment, and look, blessed are the flexible, and we need to do what we need to do to stay safe. How are you travelling? And we'll talk about the space that you're working in, please.
Yeah, look, we're all going well at PLS. We're obviously really busy and quite concerned about our clients who are behind bars. So, yeah, we're doing everything we can to try and get everyone out. But we're all doing pretty well as our staff are, yeah.
Well, I've noticed that there's been a description, description of prisons as such is like a stationary ocean liner. And if COVID-19, if the virus gets in there, it could cause havoc, could it not?
Yeah, that's right. So there's been an increasing amount of concern being raised in Australia about prisons and what will happen if it gets out. And that's exactly right. It's a closed environment with a lot of people where they can't social distance because of the spaces involved, because of the numbers of people in jail. So there are measures being implemented, but it's still also, we're not 100% sure of everything that's going on. We're still waiting to get more information. Obviously, it's a really difficult time for the prisons to try and manage it, but yeah, you've got a population of people with a lot of health issues and people who are at a higher risk of COVID.
Vulnerable people, because we're talking about some of the prisoners over age of 60. We're talking a lot of our mob, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah.
You know, people with chronic medical conditions and asthma and respiratory conditions, all the above.
Yeah. And look, what I've been saying to everyone is the prison system was already in crisis in Queensland. We already had lots of people who were in jail who didn't really need to be there, lots of people who were really, really vulnerable, and if they had help, they wouldn't be there. Mm. So you put this crisis on top of the existing crisis that we already had, massive overrepresentation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. You know, like, it's just a nightmare. It's a total nightmare. So the good thing is there's stuff going on to try and get as many vulnerable people out as possible, but it's probably not enough, to be honest.
So, Helen, just to explain PLS Justice Behind Bars, how are you guys operate? Are you pushing towards prisoners to be released? Is that what you're doing?
So at the moment, there's existing ways people can be released. There's two existing ways people can be released. One is sort of at the front end if they get bail or they get their charges dealt with and they get out. Mm. And then there's the back end, which is the parole system, which allows the parole board to release people if they think they're not a risk to the community. So there's, and where we're working, the space that we specialise in is the parole space.
Okay.
And we're helping to try and get lots of vulnerable people out on parole. So we were lucky to get some emergency funding to upscale that work so that we can try and get as many vulnerable people out on parole as we can. Mm-hmm. But it's not a straightforward process. The parole board still have to think that the person's not a risk to the community.
Sure.
And often there's a lot of issues around housing, like trying to find safe housing for someone, because a person can't get out on parole until the parole board is satisfied that they've got safe housing.
Okay. Yep, yep. And then we're talking COVID-19 as well, you know, and you can't be going back to sharing houses, you know, sharing a house with different peoples.
Absolutely. And also particularly people trying to go back to remote communities.
Exactly.
Where the community shut their borders to try and save and protect their own, you know, their own lives.
Of course. So, yes, exactly.
You know, and then it's like, well, hang on, you know, we've had people be stuck at airports and stuff and having to find emergency housing for people. So it's
talk about a rock, between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, well, you keep somebody in jail because they've got nowhere to go, but they're also at a high risk if they stay in jail. So things are starting to slowly get put into place and we're starting to, you know, wade our way through and different agencies are getting on board. So hopefully, you know, ways are going to start getting opened and we're going to get more and more people out. But housing is a massive issue.
Well, the fact that we haven't had any cases in any of the correctional centres, is that correct?
Well, there's been two cases at Wolston Correctional Centre where staff have tested positive.
Okay.
Wolston's a centre down south in southeast Queensland. So the corrective services have released information that a second officer has tested positive, but that officer hadn't been at the jail for some time.
Okay.
Obviously, for the first case, that corrective services said they did contact tracing and everyone who had contact with the officer was found to be negative. So I've only just received news today about the second case, so obviously there's going to be stuff that's investigations going on into that. But, I mean, the truth is, I guess, we don't actually know if there's any cases in there because, I mean, you get people who are asymptomatic, so, you know, they might have it and they don't know.
Sure. Are there testings going on in correctional centres?
As far as I'm aware, no. This is something that we're still waiting for information on, but my understanding is people are getting temperature checked when they're coming in and people are being quarantined. So people are being put in, my understanding is, some kind of quarantine facility, like in the jail, some sort of isolation for 14 days.
Sure.
So that if they do have symptoms, that hopefully they would present in those 14 days. So, but, you know, there's also a lot of uncertainty about what that quarantine looks like, and we're asking for corrective services to give us more information about what is actually going on in the ground, because we're still a little bit in the dark about that.
So you're working in a very important space, but an uphill battle, you could say, you know, in regard to rules and regulations prior to COVID-19. Well, they're still in place. And then also now that COVID-19 is here, all the rules are outside and space for accommodation and safe and all the above. So, look, my heart go out to you and to all our mob out there who are incarcerated. And like I said, a stationary ocean line, if we're not careful, we need to work very, very, very carefully in this space.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I'd really encourage anyone, if you've got a loved one inside in Queensland and you're worried about them, get onto us, because we might be able to try and help them. I mean, we've been completely slammed, but I want people to contact us.
Sure.
We are getting people out and vulnerable people who are vulnerable to COVID, people who we can get housing. We'll do everything we can to try and get you out. If we think we've got a shot at getting you parole, we will help you if you're COVID vulnerable. And we'll do whatever it takes, whether that be getting you a travel permit to go home, whether that be getting you accommodation, like whatever it takes, we'll do what we can if you're COVID vulnerable. And if we think there's a shot, we can convince the parole board to release you.
Thank you, Helen. So PLS, Justice Behind Bars, what's your number? How do they contact you guys?
So number is 3846-5074. And there's also an email. So the email's pls@plsqld.com. We've also got some wonderful volunteers helping us out on Monday and Wednesday evenings. People can call our community advice line.
Mm-hmm.
So I really encourage everyone who's got a loved one inside,
give us
a ring.
Yep.
Yeah. And we'll see what we can do to try and help.
Helen, sorry, that number again, 3846.
5074. Yep, and that's during business hours. But on evenings, on Mondays and Wednesdays, people can call us on 3846.
3846.
5290.
And that's after hours, 3846-5290.
That's it. That's Wednesdays and Mondays between 6:30 and 7:30. We've got volunteer lawyers. We've had a huge amount of support from lawyers in the community wanting to try and help out, because they all know what we already knew. The system was already overloaded. There was already lots of vulnerable people who didn't really need to be there and just needed a hand with trying to get out.
Exactly.
So lots of people have come forward to try and help us with doing that. So, yeah, thank you so much to everyone for all of the help we're getting.
Lovely. Helen, look, great talking with you. Thank you so very much. All the best to you and your deadly team.
You too.
And your family as well. You stay safe, Helen.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adele Young there. Helen Blabber, her name is, and she's the Director, Principal Solicitor for PLS Justice Behind Bars. So in regards to our mob who are behind bars, correctional centres across the country, look, a vulnerable situation that they're in regarding the description of prisons have been stationary ocean liners, like the Ruby Princess, for example, you know, and a couple of cases there, but they're for by staff and who have not been in contact with the prisoners as such, but that's how you say recipe for big dramas then regarding to the virus spreading through the correctional centres, which we don't want. So we're the PLS Justice Behind Bars are trying to get prisoners out from there who like put on a watch, so to speak, on probation and do what they needed to get them out there to prevent a virus, well, to prevent the pandemic happening inside the prisons. Their phone number there is 3846 5074. The number again, business hours, PLS Justice Behind Bars, 3846 5074. Otherwise, after hours, 3846 5290. Number again, 3846 5290, after hours. And if you know anybody or got family or friends there behind bars and hopefully want to get them out because of this virus pandemic, and give them a call and see what they can do to help in that space. You can have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and taking it right up to 12 noon Queensland time, 11:42, so 15 odd minutes ago. But local mob, stay tuned. Trendy Trev will take you right through to 1 p.m. with the special COVID-19 program here at the Murray Radio Station, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
get on your mom. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, muck around. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Called me on that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Radio Service, and you can have your saying yarn up strong on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. COVID-19 still upon us, and look, for another 4 or 5 weeks or so, need to do what we need to do. We are doing good, so hats off to all you mob out there, keeping this curve down to a straight line is what we're trying to do. And look, the Australian Government's National COVID-19 Helpline, that number is 1-800-020-080. So if you've got any questions, any yarns, or any queries you need, call Australian Government's National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. We're going across the nation, thanks to NERS. Have your saying yarn up strong. And the space we're living in at the moment. So it is staying at home, and don't leave home if you don't need to, only for essential stuff, and that's whether it be exercise or work if you are working. Visiting your doctor, do what you need to do. And if you are travelling, then travel with only 2 people. And travel, and when you're out and about, 1.5 metres away from each other. And that's a distance thing, so... very important. Social yarn up strong. Have the conversation, but keep the distance. So distance is very important. If you go to cough or sneeze, make sure you do that into your elbow. And if you do into your tissue, then discard the tissue. We're doing good, you mob, so keep it going. We need to stop the curve, so to speak, and so we can get the normality back in our lives. But stay strong, and tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods and with your mob, with your clan, with your community, and how you're travelling, and what are you doing to entertain yourselves as well as your children, your piccaninny, and also keep that balance as well. Too much eating, not enough food. Too much couch, not enough outs. Sick of watching Netflix. Make sure you're doing things. Tell us how you're travelling. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
Close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. Just going home. So come on, you restless young rider. 'cause your heart will just turn you
around. And cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
Back, spitting original raps, and perhaps you're gonna take it home, chuck it on and lace to that particular track. And as a matter of fact, what's the essence of culture? If you could just tell me that. As I ran an indigenous story, shed blood, sweat, and tears through my peers for many years, trying to bring much glory to warriors and ancestors. Less spiritual footprints forming up all above me, and other systems trying to ignore the colored MC. Same time, pulling men sitting up top upon the sideline, trying to adore and suppress the murder in me. So, was it respect and courtesy? Indebted to the beat, forget it, don't worry about it, it's not accepted. Never was an option for thee. Same struggle and pain, a black brother gotta get through on a regular day to day basis, man. It's just the same old, same old.
Foot stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
Blood is thick in the water. A father once said to his daughter, true story beginning with slaughter. So without the order of water in this day and age, nowadays I think we will remain in a never-ending mind frame of pain. Sometimes going insane, but yet still trying to make a generous change for the next generation, eh? Make it go seem more reachable and plain on remain. It's the beginning of a new world order to work. When they forced her to grow up in a world filled with dishonor, do disorder, a kind of not a super kind of not defining one another. So which is what you're running to want it forever. Running is what I'm eventually gonna discover. You're running, there's plenty to see if you're looking for dick. Say, stolen generation was a crazy situation. Now we're back up on the scene, rising to the top, positively elevating through the black smoke with its instruments and music.
Stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. Yep. The earth is quaking from stories past.
Yeah, stopping. Grand Emily Wamara here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number 1-800-422-416. Need to make that call quick, because otherwise Murray going to be signing off here with the national program, National Talk Black. Local mob, stay around, because Trendy Travel will be taking up to 1 p.m. For the special COVID-19 program. And we are live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. A big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country, a deadly black network, and keeps all our mob entertained and up to date with news and dramas and sports. Sports non-existent at the moment, but in the space we're living in, COVID-19, but we do communicate with your mob, and so stay tuned to your First Nation radio station across the nation. Big shout out to NERS. Thank you very much. Doing a fantastic job allowing our programs to go across the airways nationally. So fantastic. It's a team effort. And look, that deadly number again, COVID-19 helpline number, Australia's government national COVID-19 helpline, 1-800-020-080. So if you have any queries, then call that number. It's very important. Stay safe. Keep doing what you're doing. Your mob, we are doing a deadly job in containing this virus, and we need to keep doing what we're doing, and that's staying at home and 1.5 meters away from each other, and coughing, sneezing into your elbow, using tissue, and discarding, and keeping it all safe in regard to those rules. Your mob, Murray, going to sign off here. Look, take care. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Most importantly, stay safe, and we'll be yarning soon. Too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.